go. Here we go.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
All right, some great prizes we have in the Wheel of Joy. Good luck if you get a turn to spin this morning. We've got a nice stay for two at the Mosaic Lagoon Lodge. We've got meal vouchers at Natita, Clubmates. There's the Visanoff Adventure Park there. We've got a one-year platinum access pass for five. That's great. Car wash from Car Wash Cape. They're an eco-friendly mobile car wash. We've got a full valet at your home or at the office. They come to you. Heritage Square Apartments in Durbanville. They've got a one-night accommodation there. Kapstadt Brauhaus, a meal voucher to value of 1,000 rand. A crocodile diving experience for four people. This is a new prize. It includes lunch and dinner at Africanos.co.za to the value of 2,800 rand.
Lunch for who? For the crocs?
Yes. If you fall in.
I've never heard of this. Crocodile diving.
So, do you go in a cage? Must be.
Definitely, I'm sure.
What do they strap?
I think you're separated by like a steel net, like a steel fencing. So you're on one side and the crocs are on the other side, and you can pretty much go straight up to them.
Who's in for this? Who's in for this?
I mean, you know me, I'm always game.
I'll try something once.
Did you spread what you did?
Yeah, I'll give it a bash.
I wonder how big these crocs are.
No, they'll be big.
Yeah, crocs are usually pretty.
They'll be big.
Pretty big.
I mean, did you just?
And quite energetic animals, too.
No
thrashing
thanks.
About.
Is that a hard no?
It's a hard no for me. Thank you.
Darren?
I'll have the lunch, thanks.
100%.
So, guys, are we doing this? I hope the cage is big enough for the entire team.
No, but it's just half of the dam.
I believe so, yeah. It's pretty much partitioned almost. Mm. You're separated from them. But you can go very close up to them.
Oi.
Hectic.
That's the information I got from their advert they sent us for the prize, yeah.
What do you know if one snuck around the other end? Hey?
What is that movie? Lake Placid.
I was thinking of Crocodile Dundee.
Oh.
Different generations.
Yeah.
The crocodile is the cousin to the snake. So please, no.
You're right about that.
Are you out now?
No, I'm in.
Let's go.
Okay, so that, and then of course, from Adult World, we've got the pacifier too.
Every week it gets a new name.
He has so much fun with this.
It won't keep you quiet.
It will afterwards.
You'll need a good sleep. You'll sleep like a baby. Okay, how many guesses here, Sherlyn? How many guesses, census survey questions?
11 questions.
11. Sibs?
10 questions.
10. Producer Brad?
I'll go 13.
13. And Ramiz?
12 questions.
12. One of you is correct. I see you guys covered all your bases there. 11, 10, 11, 12, 13. One of you is correct. All right, no more takers on the WhatsApp telephone. We will shut that down right now. Here is this morning's senseless survey.
Good morning, you're welcome.
Good morning, sir. I'm agent 31962. I'm calling you from the Senseless Bureau. I just needed to ask you a couple of questions for your country. Won't take very long at all.
Cool, I'm listening.
Sir, do you think there are probably a bunch of parents who think their children are fussy eaters when in reality they are just terrible cooks?
Yeah, that's a tricky question. I agree.
Have you ever run out of breadcrumbs for a recipe, so you ended up turning your computer keyboard over and shaking?
No.
Sir, what are your thoughts on maternity clothes for men with beer bellies?
No, they're not good for men.
Sir, how often do you get confused and you grab a fist pump like a doorknob?
That really never happened.
Do you still eat half your groceries for the week in the first 24 hours?
Yeah. No.
Have you ever used the 5-second rule for soup?
No.
Do you know that if you had to lay a blue whale lengthwise across a rugby field, you'd have to cancel the game?
No, first time I heard about it.
Do you know that babysitters are teenagers who behave like grown-ups so that grown-ups can go out and behave like teenagers?
Yeah. Yes.
Have you ever pulled a muscle while eating?
No. You just get some cramps, man.
So would you agree that women fake orgasms to have relationships and men fake relationships to have orgasms?
Whoa.
I don't know. I don't agree.
So, do you know the German word for bum is das Puppenfarten?
No.
No.
Guys, there's a lot of truth in everything that I said there. As funny as it is, there's a lot of truth.
So many things I didn't want to think deeply about, but like, now I'm thinking deeply about.
Like what, Sips?
I mean, men faking entire relationships for a good time.
And then on the other side, you've got the woman.
And we know.
There's a lot of truth there. And you know what, parents? I have to say this. If your kids want tomato sauce at dinner time every time, maybe it's your cooking.
Maybe it's you. Time for some reflection.
Yeah.
Or even when your family salts your food, but they haven't even tasted it because they know. You know, when someone grabs the salt and pepper, but they haven't even had a bite.
Yeah, 100%. Because they know. They know what's coming. You have a track record. See, that's why these questions are so important for the nation.